Irene Khan, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Rights to Freedom of Opinion and Expression, says Israel has a strategy it uses to carry out assassinations of journalists in Gaza.
They will first delegitimize and discredit a journalist. Smear campaigns are started accusing the journalists of being terrorist supporters or terrorists themselves, and then they are killed. So it is not just killing journalists, but killing. The attempt is being very clearly made here to kill the story.
Citing UN data, Khan says at least 252 Palestinian journalists have been killed in Gaza since the war was triggered by Hamas's massacre in southern Israel on October 7th, 2023. That's more journalists killed than in both world wars, Vietnam War, the wars in Yugoslavia, and the war in Afghanistan combined, she said. She says Israel's an outlier in its attacks on journalists during wartime.
What is happening in Gaza is extremely unusual in that I cannot recall another situation where a member state of the United Nations has denied access to independent international media for a conflict, for atrocities, for the unfolding of genocide, and now genocide actually happening over almost 3 years.
Last month, Israel admitted it targeted an Al Jazeera journalist when it bombed a tent, killing five media workers, saying Anas al-Sharif had posted a photo of a selfie with Hamas leadership after the October 7th attack. Two international journalist advocacy groups, the Committee to Protect Journalists and Reporters Without Borders, condemned the assassination and the use of a selfie to justify it. Reporters Without Borders dismissed the selfie as proof of ties to Hamas's October 7th attack. Amnesty International called the killing a war crime. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.